The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We have the shape of the new government and the direction of travel because they have published their programme for government. Supporting that government will be the Healy-Ray brothers, and Michael Healy-Ray, by all accounts, is going to be a junior minister in the Department of Agriculture with responsibility for forestry. Well, Henry McKean has been in Healy-Ray country in Kilgarvan Forest in County Kerry. Henry, how are you?
Good evening from Kerry, and you're right. Minister for State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine, with special responsibility for forestry, farm safety and horticulture. Try and get that on a business card. But yeah, it's a beautiful day here. As the sun went down, there's joy on the streets of Kerry. There's delight and there's pride. I met these local people in Kilgarvan as they came back from work, from the farm or nearby Kenmare.
We're delighted. We're clearly delighted that he is a junior minister.
Delighted.
Yes.
Delighted that there's a ministry. Yeah. There's something for Kilgarvan.
Yeah. We're delighted. We hope everything will go well for him.
What do you want for the area? What do you think the Healy Rays will bring to Kerry? Will they bring gold-plated shops? Will they bring brand new roads? Will they put Kerry on the map?
Hopefully they'll put Kerry on the map. They've already have good, very, very good roads here already, and we're hoping a lot more.
So you're thrilled?
Yeah, we're thrilled, yeah.
And you know the Healy Rays?
Know them very well, yeah.
So they're friends?
Yeah.
And what do you like about them?
They're great workers. They help everyone. You need to be from Kerry at all and they'll help you. We're delighted today. It's a big day for us.
So it's a big day in the parish?
Big day in the parish today, yeah.
And you're very proud?
Very proud of it now today.
What do you want the Healy Rays to do now they're in government? What do you want them to do in this grand coalition?
Well, it's like this. They have a lot done, but there's more to do, and it was only a matter of time that they should get something. So it's long overdue.
So to quote Fianna Fáil, a lot done, more to do. And for you, what do you want them to do for Kerry?
It's great for Kerry, it is great for Kilgarvan, it is great for the whole of Ireland, and great for the agricultural sector, which is the backbone of the country.
And do you think Michael Healy-Ray will do well in this super junior job?
No, a better man, because he's a worker and he's a fighter.
Henry, beyond kind of his direct responsibilities in the Department of Agriculture that Michael Healy-Ray is going to have, I mean, do people expect, on top of that, inward investment for Kerry, you know, new roads and what have you?
There's huge expectations around here. Like, I'm coming to you live from the local Maxall Mace post office where the Healy Rays, where their machine operates out of. There's also talk of this Gaeltacht road scheme that discontinued back in 2011. That's going to be restored as part of the programme for government. And the Healy Rays are basically taking credit for that. And if we go back to Jackie Healy-Ray Sr., the late Jackie Healy-Ray, he supported the government back in 1997. He was Fianna Fáil, he went independent. And he got big infrastructure projects into the county, into Kerry. And there is that hope of the same. I got to meet young people.
Anything I'd ever have issues with, like we'll say passports or getting licenses or stuff like that, if I gave them a ring, they'd be straight down, they get it sorted for me straight away. And the same with by roads there, we're always working by roads and stuff. If there's any potholes or anything to be done to the roads, if you ring them, they're very good that way, in fairness. They're great for the community around here anyway, because I feel like we don't have a voice when it comes to higher up in drawing government and with politicians and ways like that. I find them great around here, in fairness, and great to have a local voice for you.
Will it help Kerry? What would you like for the area? Would you like better roads? Would you like better infrastructure?
100%. Geez, no, I'd like to see Michael going for Europe, to be honest with you. I think they're unreal. And I love the way they speak in Parliament and stuff. They kind of bring our side to it and everything. But 100%, all our roads could be done up everywhere, all around Sneem there, as you go back in, heading for Cardaniel, place like that. Brutal roads, like, and they all need to be done. But people can't voice that unless we don't have the likes of Michael and Danny up there to kind of get our voice across, in fairness.
We're here in Mace, run by the Healy Rays, also the post office too, here in Kilgarvan. For you, being a schoolboy, what are you hoping? What does it mean that the Healy Rays are going into government, are going into coalition?
I think we should have no homework.
No homework?
Yeah.
That's what you're hoping for?
Yeah.
No homework, says that young lady. Henry, understandably, they're delighted for somebody they know in Kilgarvan, but you've been speaking to people across the kingdom, across Kerry today. What else do they have to say?
And it is. It's a beautiful, beautiful county, and tourism is a huge thing. I think there's an understanding of basically turning away from the environment, turning away from the Green Party and investing in all those type things. For example, personally, I'm in an EV. I just spotted a Healy Ray. There's Michael in person, who's actually just walked into his shop. I don't know if you want to have a word with him or not.
Yeah, if he's there, get him.
I actually thought he was up in Dublin. I might just ask him. But, if you want to just perhaps have a listen to these people, this is what they want.
Well, to be honest, I'd rather that there wasn't a Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael government at all. But you've got to face the reality of the situation that they're going to go into a coalition with somebody. At least it's not the Greens.
So you're not a fan of the Greens?
Well, I'm a fan of environmentalism, but not the Green Party. I think they've got their head in the clouds completely. But I think, Michael Healy-Rae's done a hell of a lot for Kerry. And I think, he'd probably be pretty good in the sort of agricultural area. He'd know a lot about that kind of thing. So I'd say he's probably a lot more experienced than somebody who's just like worked in a school their whole life. Like, half these TDs have no practical experience of dealing with ordinary jobs. So I think he'd probably do all right,
I think they're brilliant for the people of Kerry. I think whatever works for them.
Did you vote for them?
Did I vote for them? Yeah, of course I did. Yeah,
of course you did.
Yeah, I'm a proud Kilgarvan woman now, to be honest with you. So yeah. I would definitely vote for them. I think they're very good, and I think, you only have to watch Michael and how he speaks and carries himself, and I just think, if it works for them and if they feel they can make a difference, I would be in support of that,
Well, can they make a difference? As Henry said, he is there in the Maxwell Mace in Kilgarvan, and Michael Healy-Rae has walked in, and I understand Henry has him on the line. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, Michael is here. Michael, you're speaking live to News Talk to Kieran Cuddihy.
Hello, Kieran, and good evening to your listeners. How are you?
I'm not too bad, Michael. Listen, congratulations on doing the deal and getting it over the line. Why have you decided to support the government?
Well, first of all, I'm literally just in the door down from Dublin, and I walked in here and I met Henry, and he told me he was live on your show. So I suppose the first thing I'd say to you is Denny and myself have engaged in this process for a long time, as in the first Wednesday after the votes were counted. So that's a good few weeks ago. And we've been having constant contact with the government parties and the people dealing with the negotiations and with the party leaders. We've had a lot of engagement. The five, what I would call independent councillors that are with us, Johnny, Jackie, Mara, Healy-Rae, and Liam Speedy Nolan and Councillor Sam Locke. We've been working diligently on behalf of the people of Kerry to try and highlight issues and concerns that we have that are of local and national concern to us, and projects that we need progression on. And we are very happy with the programme for government. Now, every programme for government, remember, there's issues that we would like to be clearer and like to be stronger, and maybe that there are things not in the programme for government that we would be happier if there were. But what I would say to you is, overall, I believe that this programme for government is good. I believe that with the proper governance, with the proper work ethic, I believe that this government, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Michael Lowry's group and the Healy-Rae's, I would like to think it will be a listening government, a government that cares about people and that will act prudently and work diligently, and that common sense will be at the heart of this government. I believe that. I'm passionate about it and I want to be part of it.
Well, listen, Michael, we really appreciate you on the hop taking the call for a moment, and I'm sure we'll speak in more detail over the coming days and weeks. Michael Healy-Rae, who is in government now, all but in government, along with his brother Danny Healy Ray in the Regional Independence Group, along with Fianna Fáil in Fine Gael. He's going to be, by all accounts, a junior minister in the Department of Agriculture with responsibility for forestry.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.